Nathalie, good morning.
Morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm grand. Nobody stole my car, but they did steal yours.
They did, yeah. I was getting up for work Sunday morning, and
do you mind me asking where?
Where I work?
Yeah, and where you? No, where it was stolen from? Where you got up?
Oh,
where you
live? Sunday's well.
Okay.
So it's my house that I rent.
Yeah.
And then I parked the car around the back of the house. So I went to go out, and there was no car there. So I rang the guards and everything, and they came very quick, to be fair, and they took my statement and everything. But I've not really heard much back since.
And you know, they're blue in the face with those kind of call-outs, because it's happening everywhere.
Yeah, it's happening all the time now.
Yeah.
And then I was out. I have to get loads of forms signed by the guards now, so I was out myself on Tuesday, and I was driving College Road, and I actually passed my own car.
Oh my God. Now that's the interesting
point. Someone driving it.
Someone driving it. Oh my God. Yeah. You must, like, your heart must have dropped.
Oh, absolutely. Like, my stomach was in knots, and I was like, oh no, that definitely wasn't my car, and everything. So then once I passed it anyway, we're going in opposite directions. So I was like, oh, there's no one behind me. So I turned around really quickly.
Yeah.
And then I was able to catch up with them.
Yeah.
Then going down, do you know, the daybreak at College Road?
Yes, I do.
So I saw them turn down that way, and then there was no car in front of me. So then I was actually behind the car then. So
yeah.
I was able to see my own ridge.
Follow that car.
And, sorry?
Follow that car, yeah.
Yeah. And then I was like, all right. And then I tried to ring the guard station that had taken my statement. And then the Bluetooth on my phone connected to the Bluetooth in my car. So then he kind of knew then that I was behind
him.
Oh,
my God. I know what you mean. You used your phone connected with your car, and you have the thief driving.
Automatically.
Oh, no.
Then.
Go on.
Like, right, and then
so now he knows you're behind him, right? Yeah.
Or he knows I'm nearby anyway, and I was clicking my car key anytime I saw a Golf when I was driving around, so he probably heard it as well when I had passed him.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Go on. Then
he went up Western Road then, and I was able to take a photo of the car, and just by the AIB there, and then by that time then I had actually gotten through to 911, and I was talking to them and telling them that I'm driving behind my own stolen car. So he's going down Western Road then towards Sunday's Well, and there's a pedestrian crossing there. So the light was red there, but he actually ran through that red light.
Oh no. Oh no.
And then he went up Sunday's Well and then up Shanakiel Road, which is where he stole the car from. So he went past my house.
So when he ran the red light, you stopped at the red light?
I stopped at the red light.
So you saw him driving off across the bridge?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And then I was able to catch up with him again on Sunday's Well Road.
Caught him again.
There'd be loads of traffic.
Go on.
And then he went up Shanakiel Road then. So when he went up past there, he was actually driving past my house where he stole the car from. And then at the top of Shanakiel Road, you turn off to the right if you're following the road. And he turned off left then up. There's a new housing estate being built up there.
And you're still behind him?
I'm still behind him, yeah.
Do you think he knows you're behind him again?
100%, yeah. 100%. And he went into a business then up there where the new housing estate is being built. And he was able to turn around inside that car park. By the time I'd gotten into the car park, so I had seen him inside the car park, and the cars were head to head. I was facing him, and he nearly drove into the car that I was driving then to get away.
And he did get away?
He did get away. By the time I turned around, he was gone.
He was coming against you, of course, yeah. Yeah.
Did you
give up the chase at that stage?
See, by the time I'd gone out, back out of the housing estate, he could have gone left or right. He could have gone up.
Oh my God, that is incredible.
Shanakiel Road, or he could have gone back the way he came. I didn't know where he went. There was no sign of him.
So your heart must have been up to 90 when all this was going on and you're tailing him and everything.
Oh, absolutely. And then I was like, sure, what am I going to do? Even if I do catch up with him. like, what's actually going to happen? He's not going to turn around and give me back my car.
Well,
really,
I don't know. I don't know how safe it would have been if there was a, you know, there was a face to face on it. He could have, but
exactly, yeah.
He could have just attempted to drive
into the car that I was driving with my own car. Then,
but I have to tell you, what you did really is probably an automatic reaction that most people would do. I mean, I think I would probably do it, swing around and follow my car if it was being stolen. I think it's just human nature to do what you did. I mean, there's also a chance that he would have just abandoned the car and run away. Who knows?
Yeah, there was a possibility. Yeah.
So did you get a description of him?
I didn't. No, not really. Like, I know he has dark hair and a beard, but that could be anyone really.
Age? Kind of? Any idea?
Maybe in his 20s.
Driving away, happy as Larry, open roads. Yeah, thinking open that he'll road, never yeah. be. And all of a sudden, of course, you come upon him.
Yeah.
And no word since, when was that? Tuesday? No word since.
That was Tuesday. No word since, yeah. And afterwards, I went into the garage station to be like, I tell them exactly where I saw him and where I followed him to and everything. And they had said they'd put an alert out, all right, but I since found out that they didn't go out.
If we had all of those APR cameras everywhere, you know, like we see on the TV shows, the English crime drama shows, where they have like cameras everywhere, picking up on car regs and people's faces and stuff like that, that would go a long way to identifying these people straight away. They'd have the reg, they'd be able to track the car, see all of its movements going from camera to camera to camera. You'd have it back before now.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he's driving around, going past the house.
Happy as Larry. Doesn't have a care in the world. Probably a couple of hundred convictions behind him, I'd say.
Yeah.
So you have a beautiful car. This is one. I love Volkswagen Golfs. I think they're fabulous cars. And you saved hard for it. You're working away, aren't you? Are you in pharmaceuticals?
Yeah, I'm working in pharmaceuticals, yeah.
Yeah. And is your job title a scientist?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose it
is. It kind of is. It kind of is. But no, but seriously, you must be sick with worry and annoyance and anger.
Yeah, I am, and it's like there's stuff inside the car then that, you know, it means nothing really, but it matters to me then.
Best case scenario is the car is found and it's not damaged, and if it's damaged, it's not too much. The worst case scenario that is that it's burnt out. But you know what? Yeah. Even if any of that happens, and Natalie, that's why you have car insurance, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
That's an incredible story. It really is. That's an incredible story. Well told by you. So anybody that might spot a grey Volkswagen Golf 162C9851, if they get in touch with me, can I give you the details?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, please. Okay. That'd be great.
Well, fingers crossed. Okay, fingers crossed. You just never know.
Hopefully.
It could be abandoned somewhere and it might be spotted. All right?
All right.
Somebody says, check the terraces on Baker's... It says Baker's Hill here. Would that be Baker's Road? They hide cars there as well. Apparently, you know, I suppose you're driving around, checking around. If that's where he went, you're checking areas up around where he went, are you?
I am, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Baker's Hill is an area where apparently they hide and abandon cars there, at least they have done in the past. But anyway, listen, fingers crossed. You never know who might be listening. I might be able to help, Natalie, all right?
Yeah, that'd be great.
What are you doing for wheels now and getting to and from work?
My friends are being very good. They're letting me borrow there.
All right. Well, it's good to have friends. All right. Okay. Yeah. Well, hopefully you'll be reunited. And that guy, would be lovely if he was caught, but even if he wasn't, just get your car back, right?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
All right, Natalie. Take care for now. Much obliged.
Right. Thank you.
Thanks for sharing. It's a grey Volkswagen Golf, lads. Grey Volkswagen Golf, 162C9851. That's a case of follow that car, follow the thief. I wonder if many other people have done that in the past. Text 0868 104 106. Yeah, Neil, there seems to be a big surge at the moment in demand for construction workers to work in modular housing. I'm hearing rates being paid of around €32 an hour and a four-day working week being offered. It's making me seriously think about going back into the trade. Well, that would lead me to believe if there's a call out for construction workers for modular houses and the rates are high and it's a four-day week, that many people are inquiring into modular homes or cabins in the garden. More on that after the break. Text 0868 104 106.